Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. Mpox, which was initially referred to, you'll remember, as monkeypox, is no longer a global public health emergency. That's what the WHO has said. Cases of the current virus outbreak were first reported last summer, and since then, more than 87,000 cases and 140 deaths have been reported from 111 countries. So what's the current situation here in Ireland? Well, Brian O'Connell reports on this for us. Remind us first, Brian, what Mpox actually is. You have data on the number of cases currently.
Yes, as you said, Cormac, and good evening. Just over a year ago, the first cases of the current outbreak of this virus began to emerge. Now, it's the same family of viruses as smallpox. It begins essentially as a fever, often breaks into a rash, and it can be spread when someone is in close contact with an infected person. It hasn't previously been described as a sexually transmitted infection, but it can be passed on by close contact. So scientists discovered that the smallpox vaccine worked very effectively with Mpox, so there has been a vaccination campaign for those people who feel at risk. Figures released by the HSE show we're now down to single figures in terms of the number of cases nationally for this year, just two confirmed cases and one probable case. That's really good news. It shows the vaccination programme and those awareness campaigns have essentially worked. There was some criticism, if you think back to last year, of the rollout of the vaccination campaign and the pace at which it reached the particular community that needed it.
I know, Brian, you visited a sexual health clinic where there are other concerns now, but first, you spoke to someone who was at the forefront of tackling the outbreak here.
Dr. John Gilmore is an assistant professor of nursing at the UCD School of Nursing, Midwifery and Health Systems. We talked about the outbreak, Cormac, and where things stand now and what lessons can be learned, and we began by reflecting back to a year ago.
Coming into the summer of 2022, we saw an upsurge in cases of this virus that we knew very little about, or we knew a little bit about. It was appearing in a very different way, and particularly impacting communities of gay and bisexual men. There were, big barriers to prevention, such as vaccination initially, because we didn't have stocks of the vaccine, which became used for the prevention of Mpox. We're in a very different place now, I think. You know, like any infectious disease, while the World Health Organization has now declared that it's no longer an emergency, they're quite clear in saying we should still be vigilant. Like any infectious disease, there is potential for spread again.
The whole issue of stigma, John, has that eroded or evaporated?
Like any disease or infection which predominantly affects more marginalized and stigmatized groups like gay and bisexual men, that is always a concern for us. There is stigma. What the community have done, and the community organizations like Empower and the Man to Man program have done, are create conversations around this. We're in single digits for this year, which I think is really positive. And, I think we can first of all thank the communities of gay and bisexual men who were responsive in terms of getting vaccinated, looking at their own sexual behaviours and social behaviours. There are connotations here, and there's reflections around how things like HIV and AIDS were managed, how COVID was managed, and how this was a further impact on the community. But our community is an active community, is a health aware community, and a community which wants to kind of protect not only ourselves but the wider public as well. And I think that's what was shown through the Mpox response.
And that's Dr. John Gilmore of UCD. You also, Brian, called to the Cork Sexual Health Centre where you'd visited last year. People might remember that report. They've seen a huge drop in numbers presenting around Mpox, haven't they?
It was a very different visit to the one I had last year, Cormac, when there was some frustration that vaccines essentially weren't available and people were presenting, they were ringing the centre looking to know where the vaccines were. Now they've seen huge decreases in numbers, but I suppose worryingly they're seeing a massive rise in STIs such as chlamydia and gonorrhea. We're going to come back to that issue because I spoke to Aaron O'Sullivan. He's the sexual health support worker in the centre in Cork. He reflected back on the frustration during the early months of the Mpox response.
In terms of Mpox, there absolutely was stigma attached to that. I think people kind of felt there was some kind of something that they had done wrong, or maybe a piece to that. And while Mpox itself is not an STI, it is spread easily through sexual contact because it's spread through close contact. Important that, you know, when it came to, you know, the vaccine rollout, it was a bit delayed and there was quite understandably a concern among the community.
But that must be frustration, because I remember being in here almost a year ago and people were coming here looking for the vaccine, actively putting themselves forward for vaccination, and they couldn't get it.
With Mpox, quite soon it was, you know, common knowledge that there is a smallpox vaccine available, which knowing that that is there and knowing that you were wanting to take that but you just can't access it is quite frustrating. Knowing that you might be in an at-risk population and there is a step that you can take to do that, you just can't because it's not available to you, can be doubly frustrating for somebody.
What are the learnings we should take from it?
So I think it's really important that, you know, health authorities generally listen to the populations that they serve. Very often the populations that are affected have huge, huge knowledge and concern and empathy. And I think working with the communities is really important.
So that's Aaron O'Sullivan in the Cork Sexual Health Centre. Now, while I said, Cormac, while Mpox cases have fallen to single digits nationally, in that clinic in Cork, what they're seeing now is a massive increase in STDs and STIs. Some of this is down to people being able to test at home now using kits. So this is a kind of a new development over the past couple of years. And obviously they're coming off a lower base because of COVID when there was less activity. But there are real concerns now about the rise in some STDs, including HIV, as Aaron told me.
There's a number of, I suppose, factors to the increasing, I suppose, rates of HIV. Part of that is to do with population movements and things like that. Absolutely, within the GBMSM population, there is still a spread of HIV. We work to both, I suppose, kind of improve people's education and awareness around sexual health more generally, specifically in the case of HIV, in terms of, you know, reducing your risk, whether that's through condom usage or through PrEP. In a broad sense in Ireland, we're slowly making progress in terms of the delivery of sexual education in schools.
What are the, I suppose, concerns you have at the moment, Aaron? Is there any trends you're seeing in terms of sexual health that you're worried about?
You know, STIs in general, particularly chlamydia and gonorrhea, are on the rise. So in 2022, as compared to 2019, which would have been, I suppose, the most relevant pre-pandemic numbers, chlamydia would have increased by 19.5% and gonorrhea went up by 45.3%.
That's a huge jump.
Absolutely. It's quite concerning. We would encourage people really to, I suppose, kind of take ownership and to actually get checked regularly.
Are the statistics gone up because people are getting checked more regularly, or do you think the incidence has risen?
I think there's possibly a small part of maybe people who were regularly testing during the COVID pandemic and maybe are now kind of returning to regular testing. I think they're very much on the rise more generally, particularly in kind of 18 to 24 kind of bracket. Because I think in Ireland we have, I suppose, a reasonable approach to physical health. If we have a physical ailment, we'll tend to get it checked. With mental health, we're kind of getting there. But with sexual health, I think we're still lagging a little bit. And I think people need to just take responsibility for that.
Some way to go then in terms of sexual health. Brian, you got in touch with the Department of Health.
Yes, just on STIs, I saw that the HSE's Professor Fiona Lyons had previously pointed out to those home testing service, those kits that are available. And she was making the point, one third of all chlamydia cases and a quarter of all gonorrhea cases were detected using that service. So that maybe is a significant factor in terms of those percentage increases. On Mpox, the HSE had said to me there was a total of 229 confirmed cases we've had in Ireland so far. This year, two confirmed cases, as I said, one probable case. They've administered 11,000 doses of Mpox vaccine, so 5,000 people are now fully vaccinated. I just asked them, were they going to review at all the rollout of the vaccine? Because there were quite a lot of criticisms at the outset, and they said they have undertaken a review of the Mpox vaccination programme. Learnings from this review are going to be incorporated into future vaccination programmes. Now, there's a list of sexual health services available on the HSE website, and you can book a vaccine if you're in their at-risk group and you haven't done so already.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Brian O'Connell.